Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Where we find these commandments written down for us. Verse 12 says, you shall honor thy father and thy mother. Okay? So I want to start out this morning by simply asking a question. And I know this is a loaded question, and I don't know that we'll be able to solve this problem. But what would you consider to be the number one problem in the United States of America today? Really worldwide. But since we live in the United States, I want to address that problem here. What is the number one problem that we have in this country today? Girl, come here and give me a hug. How you doing? Oh, good to see you. Oh, okay, good.
I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to answer that question?
If you think it's this, then
I do think it's that. I definitely think it's that. To honor your father and your mother. I don't know. I guess I've lived long enough now that I've begun to notice a thing in this country, and I've noticed just in my lifetime how we're going further and further and further away from that commandment. Okay? And I'm not saying that we ever completely obeyed all that commandment as a country. There's always been problems, but, you know, it seems like today, just in general, the younger generation is having less and less respect for the older generation. Am I wrong in that? Am I seeing something that I'm not seeing? Okay. Well, what can we credit that to? Okay, you're right. Well, they're not being taught what they need to be taught. Okay, and we want to address that problem this morning. Can you think of anything else that might contribute to that?
Self-interest.
What?
Self-interest.
Okay, self-interest. Okay. And that has partly to do with not being taught. Okay, that leads us to do that. I don't know if you remember, but when we first started this class, I mentioned the fact that we as human beings, our natural, ingrown nature is to be selfish. Now, what do I mean by that? It's turned inward. It's me. You know, my toy, my cookie. Gimme, you know, because we're raining. And so it is the responsibility of parents to teach those children that, you know, it's not all about you. It's you know, there's other people in the world also. And so if they're not taught that, then what's going to happen? Okay, they're naturally going to follow those natural instincts, okay? And so, I don't know if you've ever thought about it or not, but that is one of the reasons why God instituted the family situation. Okay, and there's more to it involved in that. But he placed those children under supervised adult. I say that because that kind of falls through the cracks sometimes, you know. Supervision, and they have a responsibility to train those children and teach those children. Okay? Now, let me ask you another question. What do you think is the number one problem or threat, I should say, to our families today? The what?
Parents are not being parents.
Okay. Parents are not being parents. You're exactly right. Okay, now, I'm at an age now where I've noticed that those families that I said weren't getting trained properly are now raising a family, and if they weren't trained properly, you know, then they're not going to train their children properly. So the further and further we get away from this principle, the further we get away from God's plan for the family. Okay? So, the one thing we're going to realize, and we say over and over again, is it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what we teach, to the point that what matters is what God said. Okay? Now, sometimes we think we know we're smarter than God, or, you know, we think that the scriptures are old-fashioned and, you know, they need to be redone and things like that. But the simple fact is it's going to be what God said, or it's not going to be anything at all. And so when we deviate and we deny those principles, then the further and further we're getting away from God, and the worse and worse humanity is becoming. Look at our society today. Okay? Now, we've got other things that we can blame some of these things on, too. I mean, we've had television has come into our homes back in, you know, the 50s and so forth, and now we've got internet in our homes. And what are those things bringing in? Yeah, outside influence. You see all this? It's pitiful anymore to turn on the TV set and you watch, all it is bang, bang, shoot 'em up and blood and, you know, and stealing and, you know, that's the main entertainment anymore. Well, it does. Well, it does. You know. Well, and that's true. But what I'm saying is there's other outside influences that come in and will affect our children in that idea, as far as that goes. Now, the scripture said, the commandment said, you shall honor your father and your mother. What does that mean?
Show respect.
Show respect? Okay. All right. Is there anything else involved in that? Okay. All right. To defer to them. Let me read you Webster's definition here. It says to respect, respectfully regard, to esteem, to bestow marks of honor upon with dignity, and to acknowledge. Okay. Basically what that means is that children are supposed to give some kind of respect or some kind of honor towards older people. Okay? Now, we'll discuss some of the problems with that, because sometimes older people, it's hard for them to be honored. But the idea is this gray hair that we've accumulated over the years, that should be a sign that you should have learned something in those years that you've lived by your experience that you can pass on to a younger generation. Okay, just the fact that you've lived, whether you have a knowledge of the scriptures or not, just the experiences you have with living. And that's why a lot of cultures, not so many as there used to be, but a lot of cultures anymore, they revere their old people.
Korea.
Now, Korea does that. China does that. A lot of the Asian companies do that. Our Native American cultures used to do that. Okay, if you were an old person, you were treated with great respect. In fact, a lot of cultures call the old guys, mother and father, whether they were actual, mother and father or not, they because they were old, they revered them just like it were their mother and father. Okay, and so what we're saying is God's basically is saying to us that that's the type of respect that we need to show to our parents. Now we need to show that to an older generation, period, but especially to our parents. Okay? Now, what's happened in our society over the last 50, 60, 70, 100 years that has caused a problem with that?
Draw away from God, and then
okay. Let's talk about the idea of marriage in general. What's happened to the idea of marriage? You know, there are a lot of single people in the world today who choose to be single because they're scared to death of marriage. Okay? Now Paul said, you know, it's good for some people not to get married. Okay? But it's not necessarily the best thing. He said, sometimes you need to be married. Okay? But we have people that are so afraid of marriage that we see more and more people are remaining in that single state. And I'm not saying that that's bad, okay? But it's because of the commitment idea that we have that problem. And that's why, not only that, but we're seeing more and more people who are living together outside of a marriage contract, okay? As time goes on, it seems like they just become more and more and more, okay? Well, what's wrong with that? What's happened? Why are they doing that?
Oh,
Okay, that's exactly what it amounts to.
They have to submit to anybody.
That's exactly what it amounts to.
If they don't think it, they don't think of it as a marriage, as a covenant, they think that you just have a piece of paper that says you're together, and what difference does that make?
You know, there was it's been several years ago now, but there was it was a female, not that that matters, in the legislature in the state of Maryland, and she instituted legislation that every 3 years you could either renew your marriage contract or you could walk away from it with no penalties. And they were trying to institute that into law. Okay? You see, that's because we don't understand the idea of marriage. We don't understand the family situation. God's plan was a father and a mother, and then the children would be under their authority, and then the parents had the responsibility of training those children, okay, and bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Okay.
Your first letter to be submissive is to your father and your mother.
Absolutely.
And if they're not
you're absolutely right.
Learn from the people that are supposed to be wiser than you.
That's correct.
So if you're not leaning on God and relying on Him, then you're not going to rely. The child's not going to learn how to.
All right. All right. Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. And so what we're seeing here is we're seeing a breakdown in God's plan altogether. We've got this idea in our mind that we've got a better plan, or we don't want to do it that way, so we're going to do it our own way. And as a result of that, what's happening to our society? It's falling apart. Well, okay, you're right. It goes right back there. Let me ask you about divorce. How rampant has that become? Yeah, yeah. It's come to the point where, you know, if your wife burns the toast, you can throw her out and get somebody else. You know, get somebody that knows how to make toast or something. You know, that's about what it amounts to. Have people have no respect for the marriage vows that you take anymore. Now, the problem with that is that in all of the research that people have done concerning children in homes of divorced couples, they see lower grades. They see more truancy, more absenteeism. They see less concern for discipline. Okay, though all of those things are rampant in families where husband and wife are divorced. Okay, now I'm not going to say that sometimes that's not the best thing. I'm just saying that, you know, that's not the rule. Okay, so let's remember that. We should remember those vows and try to live by those vows as long as it's possible for us. Okay. So the thing we need to think of, that many times death is less traumatic than divorce in families. Now, what do I mean by that? You see, death points to a finality. Okay. In other words, that's over with, and you can learn to deal with that. But a divorce, that's in your mind your whole life. Okay. That's ongoing. Okay, so many times a divorce is worse than even a death. Okay, and I hate to say that, but that's about what it amounts to. So we're creating problems in our society when we have this type of attitude. Now,
you mentioned one time discipline.
Yes.
And I think maybe this is the whole thing. You cannot discipline yourself. You don't discipline your children. So there's no respect back. I mean, everything is
And as we said earlier, when we don't pass this on to our children, when they have children, they don't know what they're supposed to be passing on. And so we're seeing that happen in our society today. Now, let's look at the other side. Let's get away from the children and let's look at the parents. What about abused parents? You know, that's increasing in our society too, where either one or more parents are being abused by their children sometime in their lifetime. Okay? So we've got a problem. You know, and the further we go, as further as we get along in time, the problem gets worse and worse because we're not teaching our children what we need to do. Okay? But we need to understand that the family is the primary way that God blesses our lives. Okay? Because he establishes that way with parents who should have enough wisdom to teach their children and discipline their children so that they will be respectable citizens in a country and also be respectable citizens in the kingdom of God. Okay? And when that doesn't get done, the family, we see as is going on today, the family falls apart and society starts to deteriorate. And you know, hopefully we're getting smarter and we're realizing what of our problems are, but I think in general society hasn't realized that they need to go back to the family idea, you know, and get back to that and try to teach our citizens in this country that that's a critical thing so that we can get back to what God wants us to do. And we know that if God cannot bless us as long as we're living this way. Okay? All right. So let's go back and let's start. I'll talk a little bit about this idea of respect for parents. Let's go back to Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Someone turn over there and read that for me. That's the one. What does that word hoary mean?
White-headed,
gray-headed, okay. What did he say there? What did he say?
Respect.
You know what that involved many times? Is that many times you stood up when they came into the room. That's showing them honor. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, now I'm not saying that that's a command that God says you can, when an old person comes in the room, you have to stand up. I'm just saying that that's one of the things that they did. Okay. How are some ways that we can respect older people? Have you ever thought about that? Now I realize I'm talking to a class of older people here. Okay, we all fall in this category, so we always want to. Huh? Yeah, you were taught that, weren't you? You were taught that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I remember just when I was growing up, when we'd have meals at church and everything, mm-hmm. the children, us, did not get to go to the first line. We didn't wait at our chairs. Or, we would just talk there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you got the back of the chair. You never did get to pull it off. We had to wait. We had to wait.
Yeah. You remember at the family gatherings where there was the big table and there was the little table? You couldn't wait to get away from the card table and sit at the big table, you know. All right, I'm finally old enough that I can sit at the big table now, you know. Yeah. But see, yeah. No, go ahead. We're getting further and further away. And I don't want to give the impression that nobody does that anymore. I'm just saying that we're getting further and further away from that. And we need to get back to that.
You see it more here than you do in big cities like Hurricane. People here show respect to older people than they do here.
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct. We haven't gotten so far from that here that in smaller towns it's a little more common. Yeah, we were sitting over here singing at the funeral yesterday, and the little lady that used to clean Jody and Carol's house for her, a little black lady, she had white hair. Did y'all see her running around? Well, she's got a little business of her own, and she was standing back there at the back, you know. And I don't know that she felt like she didn't belong or what, but she baked a couple of cakes and brought them up here and everything. And she was standing back there against that wall. She didn't have a seat, and I happened to look around and see her out the corner of my eye. And I was sitting in one of those nice padded chairs right there, you know, because there wasn't enough room for everybody. I took my chair over there and I gave it to her. Oh, watch out there. I sat it down there for her. She said, no, I'm okay. I said, sit down in this chair. You know, and she sat down, you know. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. You know, just that we need to show honor and respect, not only to older people, really to everybody, but especially to older people. You know, they've earned it.
Mm-hmm. But I took care of my grandmother. I took care of my mother with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. My daddy lived with us. And now I'm leaving those.
You're right. And you're absolutely right. And that is one of the greatest ways that you can show respect, especially to your parents. I got a big bunch of notes here talking about that. But since we're on that, let's just talk about that a little bit. It's so common in our society today is that when our parents reach a certain age, what do we do with them? Yeah, stick them in a nursing home. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a nursing home, okay? All right, sometimes that's the best place for them to be. All right. But we stick them in there and then we go our own way and we don't even call them. We don't go visit them. You know, we just ignore them like they're nobody. That is so common in our society today.
Mm-hmm. And they all took turns taking care of grandma and grandma. And they told that they had a family meeting and said, who can take care of Monday night? And somebody raised their hand. And the cousins decided we got to step up. And so we helped. When I was home, I went over and spent the night with grandma. And so the next generation is like, we've got to live up to the standard that they have put out. They put the money for so they would stay in their home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's
we got that.
That was a good example. That was a good example. Not everybody has that.
Yeah. Okay. That's right, DJ. I grew up with that. Yeah. My grandparents were keeping their parents. They would go and their parents would pack their trunks. This child has to take care of one's baby there. The next child has to leave trunks there. You know, they just, I don't think they were seeing rest homes back then. I don't know. But I grew up with that.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It put a burden on, it nearly took Daddy's life because he was trying to keep Mother, and Mother had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. And
so it was finally when he came to live with me, the doctor told him he had to. I have relatives that don't have to get this anymore.
Now, I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that sometimes a nursing home is the best place they can be where they can get the care they need. But what I'm saying is don't stick them over there and dump them and leave them. Okay. I was reading a story a guy told about this man was in the hospital and he was in a room with a fellow who was getting ready to have some surgery, some serious surgery actually, an older man. And this man called his son and he was listening in on the conversation and he was scared to death of this surgery and he called his son and asked if he would come and be with him. And the son began to make excuses. Well, my business won't allow me to do it. And he lived in the same town. You know, I got to be here to take care of my business, you know, and I got to do that. And did not even show up for his surgery. Okay. I think that's a commentary of what we're dealing with today, is that we deal with people that don't respect, their parents. And so that's what we're talking about. And we read that hoary hair there, those hoary hair. That's this white silver stuff that we get, you know, the stuff that we try to cover up all the time. You know, that's a sign of wisdom. I heard an elder one time, he said, don't cover that stuff up. He said, that's your crown, man. Wear it. Like, you know, get the respect you need. Okay, and that's basically what it amounts to. A couple more scriptures here. Go over to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 through 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. How serious do you think God was about honoring parents? You know, pretty serious, wasn't he? I mean, it was a punishable by death back in that period of time. So they were serious about this kind of respect. Over in Mark chapter 6, we read an interesting story over there. This is another one of Jesus' confrontations with the Pharisees. And he, on that occasion, was condemning them about putting their traditions above what the original, what God's original plans was. Let's see, it starts over there in about, where did I say that? Starts in about verse 9 over there. Mark chapter, it's chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 9. What was going on in this passage here was that the Jews had come up with a tradition. It was not something that God commanded, by which if they had a property or a business and so something like that, is they would declare it as being Corban. Okay, what that word Corban means, it means dedicated to God. Okay, and so what they would do is they would take, let's say I had a little trust fund over here, or I had a business, and I would say, this is Corban. Okay, I'm declaring this for God. And then those real liberal rabbis, when it came time for them to need to take care of their parents, they would say, no, no, you can't do that. Okay? Because you've declared that as Corban, and so this is God's stuff. And so what they were doing, they were neglecting the needs of parents and older people in order to keep that money for God. And just it was the people that were doing it and the rabbis, not all the rabbis, but those liberal rabbis that were doing this. And so they were saying that, you know, just neglect them. Don't give them the care they need. Don't give them the money that they need. Okay, because this is God's. Now, what do you think about that? How do you think God felt about that? Yeah.
This was number 5 on the list of
people. Yeah, yeah. But, let me, this just something occurred to me right here. I want to ask this question. Anybody in here ever got a spanking from their grandparents? From your grandparents. Did your grandparents ever spank you? You did? Okay. What do you think would happen if that happened today? Yeah, they'd turn you in and so forth, you know. You know what? Yeah. I don't know why I asked that question. It just crossed my mind, you know. You know, I was the kind of kid that if I didn't get a spanking every day, I thought I was being neglected, so, you know. Well, yeah, yeah. It had to be the right size and the right flexibility. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let's put this in a modern day reading. The commandment says, you should honor your father and your mother because this is right. And then he added a little tag onto that which said what? Yeah, so that when you enter the land, you will have a long life. So now he was talking to the Israelites, right? And so he was given this command at Mount Sinai before they entered into the promised land. And so what he's telling them is, you honor your father and your mother so that when you enter the land, you know, you will have a long life. Okay, go over to Ephesians chapter 6 and let's read Paul's slant on this. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 2 and 3. This is a repeat of the fifth commandment there from Moses, but now Paul's going to put a little further emphasis on it there that we need to see. Okay? Okay, see, in that first commandment given to the Israelites, it said what? When you enter the land, you can live long. Well, that's long gone, right? When Paul wrote over there in Ephesians. So he gives that same emphasis, though, that if you want to live a long life, you know, honor your father and your mother. Now, does that mean that if I honor my father and my mother, I'll live a long life?
You have a rich life.
Yeah, well, you're more likely to. You know, be like Bill Cosby, you'd say, I brought you in this world, I can take you out, and I'll make another one just like you. So, but it's more likely, you know, that we will live a longer life. And one of the reasons why is because we have a sense of inner peace.
No contention.
Yeah, no contention, peace and harmony. And when you do that, you have less physical problems because of the hormones in your body and so on and so forth. You ever done a study about hormones? You know what your hormones do when you do this? You get a burst of adrenaline in your body. You know, somebody jumps out and scares you, boof, you know, and you get this big, that's because the adrenaline rushes to your body. And that is a God-given response, you know, that you need to either run or fight, you know, whatever the case may be, and preferably run if that, it could be, you know. But that's what your body does. Your body excretes these hormones to your body when situations arise that you need a little extra boost, right? Now, what we do with our bodies is sometimes is we cause our bodies to excrete these hormones so much so that we get an over influx, and then it causes physical problems. Those adrenaline and things like that, those are not made for you to have that great rush all the time, okay? And your body can't. So therefore, we start developing ulcers and, we get cancers and all those types of things. What I'm saying is someone who lives a nice, peace, calm life without a lot of burdens and troubles, they're more likely to live a longer life. And I think that's kind of what Paul is trying to tell us here is that if you live a peaceful life, free from cares and troubles, not that they won't come, they will, okay? That's one of the problems with worry. You know, we're told don't worry. Well, that's one of the reasons why. It's because your body is, excreting all these hormones, and it's causing you some problems, okay? So we need to avoid those types of situations because they can lead to physical problems, okay? So that's just a little, I'll throw that in. That wasn't in my notes. I just thought I'd throw it in. Okay, Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. This is Paul again writing Romans chapter 1, verse 30. Anybody got it? All right, this is one of Paul's list of sins that the people were committed. There's another one over in 2 Timothy. Let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. Okay, disobedient to parents. Okay, so these are... excuse me. These are part of Paul's list of the evils that people will be doing. And so we look around us today and what do we see? Those exact same things happening. Okay. All right. So that being said, let's discuss here for a minute. Why then do we honor our parents? Why do we honor our parents? We know it's a command. But what other reasons can you think of? Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's the right thing to do, isn't it? I mean, they brought us into this world. You know, they wiped our nose when they were snotty, you know, and changed those poopy diapers, and, you know, and they took care of us and fed us. Right? You know, when we were sick, they nursed us back to health. You know, we just simply owe them that type of respect because of who they are. If it were for no other reason whatsoever, just because of the place that they play in our lives, you know, they earn that respect. Okay, can you think of anything else?
My age.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah.
Have a good life. And to do what's right. And to be happy. And to live long. But we can choose.
You choose.
We can choose. Right. People have made their decisions. Made their choices.
You bring up an interesting situation there. Have you ever been like the prodigal son in your life? I don't mean you went off for a long time, but have you ever been a prodigal in your life as far as your parents are concerned? Never? You've never gone against what they wanted you to do? Okay. What is it? What is a prodigal? Someone that goes away? Okay. What happened when you returned home after all that rebellion and, you know, bad things you might have done? What happened when you returned home? Did your parents say, one strike, you're out? You don't get one? No. You know, they're your parents. Yeah, they're your parents. They took you back in. And so we owe them that respect. Okay, all right. Can you think of anything else? Why we should obey our parents? It's right. We owe it to them. Okay, it's commanded. You said that when we started there. It's commanded.
Yeah.
Do we reap any benefits from having a good relationship with our parents? You better believe it. Yeah. Yeah, they'll cook your favorite meal for you. Yeah, you betcha. What about maybe later on in life when you've got that education and you know more than they do now, okay? And you're ready to go out into the world and get started. They ever helped you, encouraged you, you know, patted you on the back and say, go get them, you know, those kind of things? See, there's great advantages in having a good relationship with our parents. Okay, there's a lot to be gained by that. So now those are reasons, but they're not the only thing. Over in Proverbs 13:24, remember we says there about train up your parents in the way they, or your children in the way they should go, your parents. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. Okay, that's a parent's responsibility. Okay, Ephesians 6:4, he talks to the parents over there, and he says, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So we got a twofold responsibility here. We have a responsibility of parents to raise the children the way they ought to be and to teach them what they need to know. And then we have a responsibility from the children to obey their parents and do what they say. Okay? Now, there is a tag on that verse in Proverbs which says, was it there? Where it says, in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. What's he talking about there? What does that mean? Is it ever proper or right to disobey your parents? What does that word in the Lord mean?
If it's in accordance with God,
that's exactly what it means. That's exactly what it means. And we all know that there are parents in this world that would encourage and try to force their children to do something that is against God's commandments. And what God is saying there, he says, there may come a time when you need to choose the better of the two and not obey your parents. But he didn't say all the time. He said in that area, it's okay. But other than that, you give them the respect that they deserve. Okay? All right, we're out of time. We're going to have to quit. Had a lot of other things we could talk about here, but we need to understand that as a society in the United States of America today, if we don't get back to these principles that God gave us, we're going to continue on the path that we're going. Now, I think basically if we're told that that's what's going to happen and that's where we're headed every day. And we can't always stop what's happening, but we can do our part to do what we need to do. Okay. So I know we've all raised our kids and they're out now, but we can teach others to do that. You know, we're the ones with the hoary head now, the white crown. So let's do our part to encourage others to train the younger generation and do our part to train that generation the way it needs to go. Okay? Comments? Questions? Got a lot of other things I'd like to talk about, but we're out of time, so we'll have to quit. Appreciate your time.